Music and Emotion. René Descartes. The purpose of the sound is ultimately to please and to evoke in us various emotions. But the songs can be sad and joyful at the same time. And it is not surprising that they are so different. After all, the more sadness they arouse in us, the more we like the elegy and tragedy poets. Jean-Jacques Rousseau. At that well of which I spoke, the first speeches were also the first songs. The alternating and metrical repetitions of the rhythm, the melodious modulations of the tones gave rise to the poetry and the music together with the language, or rather, they were all a language itself for those happy lands and happy times in which the only pressing needs that demanded the help of the neighbour were those that were born by the heart. Christian Friedrich Daniel Schubart. In general, musical expression consists of three pieces: correctness, clarity, and beauty. Correctness consists in the exact reading and in the strict observation of the rhythm. Clarity. What is not understood does not affect the heart. Beauty. Whoever has a heart full of feeling, whoever knows how to empathize with the poet and musician, whoever is swept along by the flow of the song itself, whoever has seen the heavenly beauty unveiled in the hours of consecration, he only needs a few hints, and he will sing beautifully, will know how to perform every piece beautifully. Wilhelm Heinrich Wackenroder. When I enjoy so intimately how a beautiful draught of sounds suddenly emerges from the empty silence out of free will and rises as a sacrificial smoke, sways in the air and sinks again quietly to the earth, then so many new beautiful images spring up and crowd themselves in my heart that I do not know how to deal with myself in this bliss. Once music seems to me like a phoenix bird which rises lightly and boldly to its own joy, soars proudly to its own pleasure, and delights gods and men with its wing sweep. Once, methinks, music is like a child lying dead in the grave. A reddish sunbeam from heaven gently takes the soul from it, and it enjoys, transported into heavenly ether, golden drops of eternity, and embraces the archetypes of the most beautiful human dreams. And once, what a glorious abundance of images! Once the art of sound is to me entirely an image of our life, a touching, short joy, which arises from nothing and fades into nothing, which rises and sinks, one does not know why, a small, happy green island with sunshine, with song and sound, which floats on the dark, unfathomable ocean.